so. He said, how do you know the future? The word of God is quick. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews 4 verse 12. The word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God cannot fail. It can never fail. It can never fail. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the spirit and the bones and the marrow. It can never fail. And it is the designer of the thought and intents of the heart. The word of God is powerful. God can never fail. His word can never fail. I am with you unto the ends of the world. So it doesn't matter if you are in Ilorin or you are in Lagos or in Abuja. If God is with you, you will make it. And I say this prophetically. 2019, you will make it. I said this 2019, you will make it. That's why there is no need to fear anything. Any challenge that has come to you, it will pass. Somebody says it will pass. I'm speaking to somebody prophetically today, either in the house here or you are watching me. That's your present challenge, it will pass. That your present heartache, it will pass. That thing that is disturbing you, it will pass. And listen to me, it will pass today. Let me hear you say a big amen. There is no need to fear. No need to fear. No need to fear of anything and anyone. You can't fear God and be fearing man. You can't fear God and then at the same time you are fearful. And this person, they will kill me. One witch will kill me. One witch, one wizard will kill me. When the ministry was starting, some people that were very close to me told me and said, have you heard about witches and wizards? They normally attack pastors so because they're always praying for members and they don't want those members to prosper. So they will be attacking the pastor. They will be attacking the pastor. I said, that one is not my own portion. And if they try, they die for it. Many of them have died because of that. Many. Not one, not two, not three, not seven self. You try it straight. There's no option. It's not a matter of go come. There is no need to fear because of the person that is backing you up. As from today, everywhere you go, the spirit of fear is cast out of your life. I said that spirit of fear is cast out of your life. I said that spirit of fear is cast out of your life. No man or woman will see you fearful again in Jesus' name. When battle comes, nobody will be able to see your back. I say when battle comes, somebody will be able to see your back. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say louder, amen. Let me hear you say louder, amen. In 1 Samuel 17, from verse 1 downward to verse 41 particularly. Verse 41 particularly, you know how Goliath was trying to make David fearful. Hey, you, I will deal with you. We'll show you better. Verse 41 particularly, past verse 1, long time. I will deal with you. I will show you Pepe. Hey, you this boy. You this small boy. He said, relax. He said, God help me in the past. I killed a bear. God help me in the past. I killed a lion. He said, you this small boy. You this man. I will kill you. I will ensure that the birds of the earth eat you up. He said, this your head. This your big head. I will cut it off today. Goliath was infuriated. And he threw that catapult with one stone. He hit his head. As he hit his head, he ran towards him. He removed his own sword. He cut off the guy's head. He carried his head like this. This year, the people that are pursuing you, you will carry their head like this. I said, you will carry their head like this. When they saw that, everybody in the children of Israel that were fearful before, fear disappeared. The Philistines that were not fearful, fear entered them. The fear of you will enter into your enemies. The fear of you will enter into your enemies. I want you to be audacious. I want you to be audacious. When somebody knocks on your door and looks like an armed robber, you say, hey, who is there? Do you know who I am? They say, sorry, it's not this flat. It's not this flat. It's another place. But when they knock, they open his door.
Sorry, yo. Please, yo. Please, yo.
They say, if you don't open his door, we break it. You know, these wicked people, their fear is more than good people's fear. They are so fearful because of their wickedness. Their wickedness will make them to sink this year. Let every trace of fear die in you if you want to see signs and wonders. The timid don't do miracles. The timid, those who are fearful, they don't encounter God like that. God is looking for those that will beat their chest and say, I know my God is with me, I cannot fail. I know my God is with me, I cannot die of hunger. I know my God is with me. I will not lose this baby. And I pray for every woman here that is pregnant. you will deliver safely without problems. You will deliver without any stress. I didn't hear your amen. You will deliver without any stress. In the name of Jesus. Number three, overcoming hindrances to signs and wonders. How do you do that? Number one, you must not exist independent of God. Number two, factor that causes it is living in fear. Number three, factor that causes a man to miss out on signs and wonders is living in ingratitude. Living a life of ingratitude. Not being thankful. Not being thankful. Not being thankful. Not being thankful. My prayer for you tonight is that God will give you a heart of gratitude in the name of Jesus. One of the major things that are very prevalent in the last days, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1 and 2, it says this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Unthankfulness is one of the end time signs. Is one of the major things that shows that we have hit the end time. An ungrateful life is a mistake. An ungrateful life is an error. It shows a darkened heart. When a person is unthankful, the heart is dark. Romans 1:21. When a person is not thankful, it shows this. Because unthankfulness is from the heart. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Can you see that? They knew him as God. They knew what he was doing for them, but they did not glorify him as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. May you not be vain in your imagination. And their foolish heart was darkened. Anyone you see who is not thankful, their heart is black. Can't see anything. Say, what has God done for me? What has anybody done for me? Okay, what have they done for me that they've not done for somebody before? Those are the kind of statements you hear from an unthankful person. And those kind of people lack signs and wonders. When God has done something for you, almost immediately he is expecting you to return back to say thank you. Almost immediately. Almost immediately. Almost immediately. Almost immediately. But many of us, when God does something in January, we want to wait until December before we say thank you to him. That's why the interlude and the gap between many's wonders is very long. Some have wonders once in 3 years. Some have it once in 7 years. And some once in 14 years. Breakthrough, only one. Whereas some have wonders every week, every day, every hour. It depends on... Because thankfulness is like you are feeding God. Somebody you are feeding will always be a blessing to you. When you feed somebody, the person will always shower blessings on you. God does not eat many of the things that we think he eats. He eats thanksgiving. He is everly waiting for appreciation and gratitude. He is always waiting. Gratitude is the attitude for great altitude. Ingratitude closes door to wonders and establishes a person in stagnation. Ingratitude closes door to wonders and establishes a person in stagnation. Ingratitude, may the door of wonders not be closed to you. May the door of wonders not be closed against you. Let me hear you say a big amen. Many people, their door of wonders have been shut because their thank you is only once in a while. When they feel like just appreciating God. When they don't feel like, they don't do that. That's not a good approach to life. As many that desire wonders must be grateful. They must be grateful. They must be grateful in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night. Look at a man like my friend, David. A king who has time to thank God 7 times a day. I can't imagine it. 7 times a day. Psalm 119:164. 7 times a day. How can somebody have time to thank God? Maybe each time is 1 hour. Or maybe each time is 30 minutes. No matter the number of minutes. 7 times a day. No wonder David never lacked wonders. May you never lack wonders in your life. I said, may you never lack wonders in your life. Can I hear you say a big amen? So the ungrateful does not have a future because he cannot access wonders. To live a life that cannot say thank you to God or to man is to lack wonders in life. We live in a very unthankful and ungrateful generation. Children collect school fees from their father without even bothering to say thank you. Collect allowance from mommy without even bothering to just collect it. That's all. Then like 3 days now for you. Hello, did you even get the money I sent you? Oh, yeah. I got it. Oh, thank you. It's a belated thank you. That kind of thank you is a belated one. Thank you is something that should be done promptly. Somebody say promptly. It should be done on time. If you mistakenly forget, it's already an offense, so you quickly make it up. Husband, eat very delicious food of the wife. Even lick the plate. Lick the plate that you cannot see a single trace of the food on the plate, but never even open the mouth to say, my dear, thank you for this meal. Wife looking so wonderful. People are appreciating God upon your life. Your husband gave you that money to buy those things. But for never to even open mouth one day and say, I appreciate your effort. I appreciate your effort on the children. I appreciate your effort on this house. I appreciate your effort for paying the rent. Go and look at many of your mates that are not married. They are paying their rent themselves. I was in Lagos in the course of this week. And I went to a particular place with Pastor Kwe. And he was telling me, just one small place like this, one room and toilet. He said the lady, a single lady that lives there, that was living there, that just packed out, pays $350,000 for that one room. One room and kitchen and one parlor. Inside, I can't live there. Inside deep Lagos, so $350,000. I said, three, you mean $35,000 or what? He said $350,000. She just packed out. So somebody else want to come in now. $350,000. So your house is like a palace. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. We need to be grateful. We need to be grateful to God for everything He's doing for us. Our heart needs to be appreciative. If you want more wonders, if you desire more wonders, let every little thing God does for you, let it be something that looks marvelous in your sight. Let it be something that looks great before you. It's not until God gives you a Jaguar Nana, or gives you a limousine, or gives you a BMW, like the one I was telling you today, Pastor Moshevi. BMW 2019 model, 75 million. It's not until God gives you that kind of car, or Land Cruiser, bulletproof, 2019 model, 250 million. Somebody say, how do I know? One of my friends sells cars, so we just discussed, not that if God gives me, I won't say no, but to go and carry my money now when there are many souls to go out and go and look for. Praise the Lord. If God gives me, I won't say no, because God has warned me now that I should be very careful. Anything I say, He will do it. He said I should be careful. He said, anything you say, I will do it. One day I was praying in my office, in not my office here, in another office, and I was just praying in the afternoon. I was just walking. Lirato basiata gragadash, leko tobake teduk azia zakato bragada, lela godasiata. I looked through the window and I saw a car, and I looked at it, and I like this car. I just said it in my heart. I didn't say it out. I like this car. By the following day, somebody phoned me and said, "Hello, I just got one car in. Yes, I think you will like the car." I said, "Send me the car. Let me see." When I saw it, I said, I like it. He said, take it without, anytime you have money, come and give it to me. That's one of the cars I drive presently now. So God has already told me, anything you say, I will do it. So I'm trying to be very, very careful. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So let's be grateful. Anything God has done, you have heard me say many times, I've never seen anything that God has not done well. Anything He has done, I thank Him for it. Anything He has done, I'm appreciative for it. Anything He has done, I'm grateful for it. Don't check out the money you are giving, if it's much or if it's small, before you say thank you. Let me check, is this money big or small? No, it's not a good attitude. Every time, let your heart ooze out with appreciation to God, to people around you, to your husband, to your wife, to your children that are blessing to you. Just keep appreciating them, and you will never depreciate in life. My prayer for somebody here today is that all the days of your life, thank you will never be scanty in your mouth. I say thank you will never be scanty in your mouth. One of the songs I love most is thank you know that song? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love.
So keep saying thank you, and then you are ready to move to your next levels. I decree tonight you are moving to your next levels. I say you are moving to your next levels. Parents here, teach your children how to say thank you early in life. As you give them something, they don't say thank you. Call them back. Come here. Give me back that thing, please. Give it back to me now. You say, mommy, why? Say, you didn't say thank you. You didn't say thank you. Anything anybody gives to you. Because it is when a child doesn't, we don't train that child from when he's young. When he now grows up, thank you will now become very simple because he's not used to it. So the Bible says we should train a child in the way that he should go. When he grows up, he will not what? He will not depart from it. He will not depart from it. But when from now, he just collects something from you, and without saying thank you, he just saying, it's small child that is doing him. It's small child that is doing him. He's a small boy. He doesn't understand. He understands a lot. Especially these 2019 children. Oh God. Internet children. They know anything. In fact, some of the questions they ask sometimes, you just be aghast. You'll be surprised. May the Lord give us understanding. Number four, hindrance to signs and wonders is living above counsel or advice. Living above counsel. Proverbs 28:26 and Proverbs 12:15. Proverbs 28:26. Every person that wants wonders. Proverbs 28:26 and Proverbs 12:15. Everyone, man or woman that desires to enjoy wonders must enjoy counsel. You must enjoy counsel. He that trusted in his own heart is a fool. Whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Also, Proverbs 12:15. Proverbs chapter 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. One of the things that makes you know somebody that cannot assess wonders is that he only believes in his own thoughts. If you are the kind of person that you don't have any biological or spiritual counselor, you have problem. You have issue. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Many lose their total life savings because they invested in businesses without counseling. They don't know about that business. I know of a man who built a house in Lagos on Ikorodu. When Fashola was doing the road in Lagos to Ikorodu, they demolished the house and they paid him money, $250 million. So he brought the money and invested it into oil. He started buying filling stations. Today he has sold almost all the people he employed has eaten almost all the filling stations. I don't know if he has one filling station left now. You know, he just had oil. If somebody doesn't know about oil and he goes into oil, they can use the oil to fry him. They can eventually kill him inside that oil. Not all that glitters is gold. I heard the story of a man, I've forgotten his name now, who used to have filling station. He sold off all his filling station. He now started, he leased everything out. He said, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing filling station business again. Let somebody of them be paying me for the filling station. His name is Jimo Ibrahim. I just remember now. He leaves everything. Say, they will say today, they will say, sales boy in a filling station VI. He said that Amroba collected 1 million from him. Sales boy in Ekpe, he said as he was going, somebody just slapped him. Go. His brain couldn't know what he's doing. As he was going to the bank, all the money disappeared. Another sales girl in Ibadan, as she was going like this, she just said, she just take her bag. The money just disappeared like that. He said, enough. Enough is enough. Oh yeah? Lease it out. Let them be paying me for the place. So, if you want to go into something and you want that thing to become wonderful, ask for counsel. Ask for wise counsel. Ask from those who have succeeded. Ask from those who have failed in that business. Many of us think that it's only those that have succeeded in a business are the only ones that can counsel us. Somebody that has also failed in something can counsel you. Please, this thing, don't ever do it. Don't smoke banja wee wee. If you smoke banja wee wee, that's what brought my brain to where it is now. May the Lord give us understanding. He cannot advance in life that cannot be advised in life. Anybody that cannot be advised can't advance. Because there is a connection between advancement and advice. So look for advice and genuine advice. Advice from those that have been successful. Advice from, even sometimes you might need advice from those who are smaller than you. Younger. For example, in 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14, you know the story very well, of a man called Naaman. The Bible says he was a general in the army. And he was a great man, but he had one but. Someone say but. He was leprous. 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14. All the way. And the Bible says, because of time, I can't read the story. You can read when you go to him. The Bible says, one day, he went to the king, and the king said, I will send a letter to another king, telling the king that we want somebody to get you healed in that place. To cut the long story short, there was a young girl who was a maid to his wife, a maid to the wife of Naaman, who was in the house. And something happened, the story was like that, and the king sent to a particular prophet, and the prophet called Naaman, said, come and see me. And as he got there, the prophet said, that's Prophet Elisha, spoke to him and said, go and wash yourself in the pool. And as he was going to the, he wanted to go to the pool, he said, I can't go to a pool. How can I go to a pool? I have a swimming pool in my own house. Why do I need to go to a pool? I'm a rich man. I'll now go and be washing myself inside one useless pool like that. Then the young girl now went to him and advised him and said, you can go to this pool. If they tell you to even do worse things, won't you do it? If they tell you to do things that are even worse than you, okay, so he said, okay, let me just go and do it. And the Bible says he went to the pool and washed himself. And as he came out, 2 Kings 5:14, his skin was like that of a child because a young child gave him advice. His life became wonderful because he listened to the advice of a child. Now look at this. And then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Naaman will have died in leprosy if he did not listen to this girl's advice. Naaman would have died as a leprous man because he didn't listen to the advice of this person. If you really want your life to be wonderful, listen to the advice of the wise. Listen to the advice, especially those that love you, and especially those who don't have anything that they need from you. When you see people that it's not as if they want to sleep with you, they don't want to collect your money, they don't want to covet your house or your company or your business, there's nothing that they want to take from you, and they give you advice sincerely, it must be a genuine advice. And coupled, if you are lucky enough and they have some little anointing. My prayer for everyone here today is that God will give us understanding. I say God will give you understanding. If Balaam can listen to the advice of a donkey, how much more you and I? My prayer for you tonight is that godly advice shall come your way in Jesus' name. If you have quality advisors, you have been destined for wonders. And you can't outgrow the quality of advisors you have. That's why you see presidents, governors, and all these kind of people come with advisors. Some governors have up to 40 advisors. Some have up to 30 advisors. They pay them to advise them. May God give you quality advisors. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know one of the reasons why we don't appreciate advice from people that are godly or old people like our parents, because we feel that sometimes you can feel that you are superior to them. Sometimes you can also feel that maybe they don't have much. Maybe they are not so rich. You know, things like that. I pray that God will give us understanding. Many of you remember that when you were quite younger, your mother in particular used to tell you, be careful of this. Be careful of this person. Be careful of going to this place, because you know, you look at it as if, why is this woman so, she wants your life to access wonders. She wants you to be better for it. She wants your destiny to be glorious. And I tell you sincerely, if you listen to those advice, it will be glorious. I pray for you tonight, your destiny will be very, very glorious. I need to double up because of time. Number 5. Are we at number 5 now? Hindrance to signs and wonders is living without priority or living without focus. Living without priority or living without focus. Dr. Miles Morrow says, when the devil wants a person to lose his wonders, it will make him lose his focus. Dr. Miles Monroe of blessed memory. He said, when devil wants a person to lose his miracle, his signs, his wonders, it will make his focus be derailed. If you don't have priority, you cannot enjoy superiority. If you don't have priority, you can't enjoy superiority. If your desire is to be successful, you must have a focus for your life. You can't be an here and there and here and there and here and there and here and there person and be successful in life. I've seen people that they want to be in Nigeria, they want to be in Australia, they want to be in Swaziland, they want to be in America, they want to be in Dubai at the same time. It's not possible. It's not possible. If you desire wonders, have focus early in life. Have focus early in life. And let nothing shift that focus. Let nothing shift that focus. Who is the reigning footballer now in the world? Eh? Ronaldo. And who is next? Messi. Messi and Ronaldo are known for football. That's their trade. They might have some other little things they do here and there, but that's their major trade. If they were into this and into that, into this, into that, into this, into that, you can never know them. You can never, ever know them. You can never know them. So if you really want to be successful, you must choose your focus. That's why you must spend time with, I was telling you in the course of the week, one of our sons here, who graduated here about six or seven years ago, called me and was telling me and asking me for advice on something. And I told him, he's probably watching us now from the country where he is. And I told him, I said, I can advise you on this. But I said, the best person that can give you the ultimate advice on this particular matter is your Creator. I said, this week, so day, pray. I also pray along with you. Let God speak to you. And I told him of how I had to spend some time with God before this ministry started and how I was able to get God's clear instruction. Clear instruction. This is what to do. You must not be an unfocused person, or else you will not be a successful person. Your hands is into too many things. Your priorities is in everything. Every new business that comes along, you want to do it. You want to sell cars. You want to sell bulbs. You want to sell kunu. You want to sell shoes. You want to sell Bible. You want almost everything anybody is selling. You want to, because say somebody is a millionaire, there are millionaires in every trade, in every single assignment. So choose the one. If you want to be a teacher, teach. One calling that God has given to every one of us is to be a child of God and to serve God. Then if you have a career or a business that you have chosen, go along that line. Don't be moving from line to line, changing from one. Do you know? The reason why some don't experience wonders in their life is because they don't stay long in a particular church. I've heard people that will say, I don't stay more than 6 months in any church. After 6 months, I move to another church. After 6 months, they are looking for the perfect church, which is the church in heaven, not in this world. The perfect church is not in this world, it's in heaven. It's not here. Because when you are in a church from outside, you say, this church must be perfect. When you come in, you will probably see, I didn't know that it's like this. It's not perfect. It's okay, but it's not perfect. So where God has placed you, be focused there and enjoy the best of God there. Enjoy the best of God there. Live a life of priority so that you can enjoy superiority. Is somebody with me tonight? Is somebody being blessed tonight? Is somebody being blessed tonight? If you have been blessed, shout a big hallelujah. When there is no concentration, there is no acceleration. When there is no concentration, there can't be acceleration. When a person is driving on a road and it's not concentrating on the road, he can't accelerate. He will just be driving slowly because do you know that when people are making phone calls, most times they normally slow down because the concentration is divided. So when you want to be successful, just focus on that line that God has placed you in, the area that God has placed you in. Just continue. Just persevere. 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 And before you know it, sooner than you think, your miracle will meet you. I speak to somebody here today, in that walk of your hands, miracle will meet you there. This afternoon, one of our brethren here was telling me of somebody, not a member of this church, who I advised then not to move from one place to another. who ignored it. And they told me that they saw the person, the kind of job the person is doing now is despicable. It's like when prodigal son was eating pig food. That's what happens when a person doesn't have priority, when a person doesn't have focus, when somebody abuses you. When you are a focused person, when they abuse you, it doesn't matter to you. When you are a focused person, when they abuse you, you're dead. You're a stupid person. You don't know anything. You're doing this. It doesn't matter. You just use it to rub your body, like rub and shine. But when you don't have a focus, when they abuse you, small, yeah, I'm living here, I'm living there, I'm doing this, you become angry unnecessarily. God give us understanding. Devil is very wicked. He wants you to lose your focus. That's his trap. He wants to lose your focus. He wants you to get out of that your husband's house. That's why he's trying to make everything look as if your husband is the worst man in the world. If you hear what another woman is passing through, you will bow your cap. You will go to your husband and give him kisses like 20 kisses. When you see what another person goes through, I heard a story of a person who everybody, because she dresses, she's very rich. Everybody that says, I envy you, ma. They were telling that woman like that. And one day she told one of them, he said, if I tell you what is under these clothes, if I expose what I'm covering under these clothes, you will know that Paco is not rubber. Learn to live a life of focus. Learn to live a life of priority. Learn to live a life of focus. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. I'll give us one more hindrance and we go on tonight. Major hindrances to signs and wonders is prayerlessness or spiritual carelessness. One thing that God has told us to always do is prayer. One thing that we must never get tired of doing is praying. One of the major things that has made many to lack wonders in life is prayerlessness. I want to ask you tonight as a challenge, how many minutes do you spend with God per day? How many hours do you spend in the place of prayer? Your wonders is to the extent of your prayers. There is a connection between your wonders and your prayers. You know why? Because wonders or signs and wonders requires contention. There are forces that are determined that you must not do well in life. And it is on the platform of prayer that you crush them. And do you know the beauty of prayer? Prayer can be done anywhere at any time. You can pray in the car. You can pray in the toilet. You can pray in the bathroom. You can pray while cooking. I think it was John Wesley's mom that had so many children and used to pray for each. She had how many children? 19 children. Can you imagine a woman? She tried. Hey, 19. And she prays maybe about 1 hour for each of them per day. So the son said when she's cooking, she will just put scarf on her head like that. They will know that she's already praying. She'll be washing plates or frying something and she's cooking. She's praying. John. Ah, God, John. Ah, John, God. Yeah, she's walking at the same time. That's the beauty of prayer. You can pray anywhere. You can pray while waiting for lectures. A lecturer is waiting. He's wasting your time in the class. And everybody's shouting. Talking about football match. Talking about most beautiful girl in Africa. Talking about this one film that they just released as a silver board. You don't even need to shake your head like that if you have the grace. You can pray and nobody will even know you're praying. Because wonders is tied to prayers. If you can't pray, there's a limit to your level of wonders. That's why the devil's major target is your prayer life. To grind your prayer life. Once that is successful, what else? Once devil brings you into the realm of complaining and prayerlessness, honestly, there's nothing else left. Has already concluded that person's case. He moved to somebody and said, this person, the case is concluded. He's already a murmurer, he's already a complainer, and of course, he doesn't pray. What else again? This one cannot succeed. Let's go to somebody else that is determined to succeed. When he sees that you are determined, because your prayer is a sign that you are determined. That you are either a praying person or a playing person. You must be one of the two. Either you are a praying person or you are playing. Either you are praying 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 or you are... Women here, do you want your husband to be successful? Wake up to pray. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Get up. I'm blessing my husband. He's not saved. Pray him to be saved. I asked one woman one day when she came to my office here for counsel. I said, don't you know his side of his bed? Don't you know where he keeps his boxers? Don't you know where his shoe, where he puts his shoe? And you pray everything. Use anointing oil. Anoint the side of his bed. Anoint his shoe. Anoint everything. Where he put his head. You pray. Jesus. This man, his brain will come home. His brain. His, he will wake up. One day will just come to you. Ah. Somebody. Oh God. God will help us in Jesus' name. A man pack out of his wife's house. Pack out of their house to go and meet girlfriend. The wife. I told her, I said, forget it. Let's just fire on prayer. The little we can do, we'll do. On his own. He did U-turn. What am I doing here? You are not even as beautiful as my wife. I'm not. I know they do. He packed his load. Pay, ran back home to his wife. Praise the Lord. Your blessing will run back to you today. Your blessing will run back to you today. Mark it. As you engage the circle of prayer, devil must bow to you. As you engage the circle of prayer, there is no child you have that cannot be successful with prayer. There is no business you have that cannot bring out multi-millions with prayers. Prayer controls everything. You press the button, jam. After reading, though, 298. Then the VC will now be looking at it that, is it possible for me not to take this person? Or they sack me for that. I speak to somebody here today. There will be a miracle in your life. 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 As you engage the place of prayer, hindrances will give way. Challenges will give way. Problems will give way. Poverty will give way. Breakdown in your business will give way. Sicknesses will give way. Frustrations will give way. Stagnations will give way. Somebody ran to my office as I was coming in today and shared his testimony after Sunday's prayer. The miracle that happened to him, we will share the testimony later because my time is up. He said, after Sunday's prayer, what I saw, I have never seen it before. As God liveth, what you will see in the rest of this week between now and Sunday, what will happen to you in righteousness, it will be something that is greater than what you have ever seen before. Something great will hit your life in the name of Jesus. Something great will come into your business. Something great will come into your business. Something great will come into your marriage. Something great will come into your career. Something great will come into your destiny. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be on your feet. Thank you, Jesus.